Come on down, praise and worship team. Last Sunday, I began to talk to you a little bit about perhaps a different kind of prayer. Told you we were going to enter into it a little bit more in the weeks to come, and I intend to do that again this morning. First of all, the Christian life is a life of prayer. And so, if prayer is not included in your Christian life, you don't have much of a Christian life. Sorry about that, but that's just a fact. Christian is about prayer. That's when we talk to God. That's when we work things out with God. Whether you know it or not, you're in a conflict. Conflicts can start in prayer, but they can also be mended in prayer. The bottom line is you are in a conflict. Your life is a conflict. You have to establish for yourself where that conflict is handled. Most of us today that have been Christians for a while believe that they're in a battle and they're going to have to fight it out. And so one of the first things that a lot of Christians do is head for the battlefield. They think that they're going to have to box it out. They're going to have to duke it out. They're going to have to do whatever it takes to make things right. But the bottom line is these things are handled in prayer, but perhaps a different kind of prayer than you've been taught along the way. And so what I wanted to do was to present some things to you by the Spirit of the Lord through the Word of God that would perhaps cause you to think and perhaps reanalyze what your prayer life looks like. My heart for you is this, that Jesus says, and I spoke these things last week and gave you the scriptures to back them all up. I'm not going to preach it all again, but to say this, that Jesus taught us to go to prayer, not to war. Out of prayer, out of things that are established in prayer, we can go to war. But we need that kind of prayer backup, first of all, to be able to go to the battlefield. There's a lot of useless battlefield going on, a lot of useless hurt, a lot of useless harm that doesn't need to take place. We first establish things in prayer. I want us to look at what kind of prayer that is, what that prayer looks like. But I will say this to you, that things are established in the courts of heaven. I want us to be able to, according to the Word of God, understand the courts of heaven. And so that's where we began last week. We spent all last Sunday looking at the courts of heaven a little bit. Most prayers about conflict, did you know that? We take that conflict to the courts of heaven to get a verdict. We get a verdict and then can go to battlefield and we go with Jesus. Bottom line is we need a verdict established in our favor. We have several lawyers in our church. And I'm not a proponent, so to speak. In other words, I don't think that I know much about that, but I know what the Bible says. And so we are going to enter into some things from the Word of God that I believe will help us all and cause us to consider, to reconsider, to move in a different direction. I believe with all my heart that we've been shadow boxing for years as Christians. And we need to come away from the shadow boxing and know for sure what we're doing, why we're doing certain things, and enter into things that way. And so let me head you to Scripture first of all this morning. I believe we can find in Scripture all that we need to find. One of the things we're going to look at this morning is protocol. We're going to look at how the courts of heaven work a little bit. And so let me say this to you right up front. the protocol of a battlefield that a lot of people think they're entering into when they even enter into prayer won't work in a courtroom. And vice versa, neither will the protocol of a courtroom work on a battlefield. And so what I want us to establish is that prayer is the basis. It's what happens. It's what we do as Christians in order to satisfy any conflicts. And prayer is mostly about conflict. I want us to head to the scriptures a little bit this morning. Let's go to Revelations 19 and 11. We were there last week, and we'll just pause there for a minute so that we're jumping off from somewhere to where we want to go today. Revelations chapter 19, verse 11. Now I saw heaven opened, heaven's open, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. The court of heaven's open today. We can go to the courts of heaven. Good things happen there. What happens? We meet Jesus. And once the verdict that we were looking for is established in heaven, that is, in righteousness he judges and he makes war. In other words, he goes into war with us. We can defeat the enemy once the verdict's down. Now this morning, we're going to start in a different spot, looking again at the courts of heaven. And we'll go to Daniel chapter 7, verse 10, first of all. And this scripture tells us this, that there are books or scrolls in heaven that must be opened before the court of heaven goes into session. And it's mentioned many times in the Bible. I've grabbed this one scripture for you this morning, but there'll be many more along the way. Let me read it to you. A fiery steam issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. Let's also go to Psalms chapter 139 and verse 16. I'm believing God you'll get something out of this and begin to see some things as we go along here. Hear this. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. So God wrote down in a book the destiny and kingdom purpose for each of our lives. God saw us, according to this word, in our fleshly form in the earth before we ever existed. He saw our days, not just the number of them, but he saw the activities in them and what we would accomplish in our life. Our individual book is a written record of all that God planned for us and the kingdom impact he has designed for our lives. Every person that's ever born has a book already written for them. The battle is to get what is written in the book to manifest on the earth. And that's the conflict that we come into along the way. I want us to see that. I want us to discover it in the Word this morning. By the way, even Jesus had a book. Hebrews 10, verses 1 to 7, tells us that Jesus had a volume of a book that he came to the earth to fill. This needs to be said this morning. You have a book written about you. There was a meeting that took place a long time ago, according to the Word of God. In that meeting, they decided what was going to happen in your life, how your life was going to go, what was going to be accomplished, what kingdom purpose would be accomplished in your life. That's the books that get opened when the court of heaven opens. Your book. Whatever books required for heaven to operate that day. So if you're approaching the courts of heaven on that day, your book got opened. And part of the testimony that will be given in the court of heaven that day will be about you. It's really God's plan for your life. We've all known this, but it's something that doesn't get discussed very often. It's something that doesn't get heard about very often. That in point of fact, God and the rest of the Godhead had a meeting about you, and they made a decision one day what your life was all about. In fact, you were born for that purpose. You were born for a kingdom purpose. There was something that God wanted to accomplish, and he needed you to accomplish it. I heard a story just a little bit ago that I don't know if it's a true story or not, but I've contemplated it ever since, and I thought I'd share it with you for a minute this morning. It's about a lady who woke up in the middle of a night and was apparently having a God dream. And this is what she heard. God was talking to her about a child that she had born. The child was now in his teens, but God was talking to her about this child. And he talked to her as though he needed that child to be birthed. And the woman who was supposed to birth the child had not obeyed God, gone a different way. And so God could not have had that child birthed by that particular woman. And so God had her birth that child because he needed to be birthed into existence. That he had a kingdom plan for that child. She felt doubly blessed that not only did she get to bear a child of the kingdom, someone that God really needed to be born into the earth, but that he would choose her and her family to raise up that child so that he could complete God's purpose. Wow. I know this much, that everyone that I'm looking at this morning has a kingdom purpose. Our job is to find out what it is. We need to know what that kingdom purpose is. In this day and age, a lot of us don't think like that. In this day and age, we have this thought that we'll just make our own way. We have this thought that we're self-made men and women. We have this thought that we'll just continue along and make our own decisions. Well, you know, you can do that. You can make your own decisions, but God has a plan. Excuse me. Excuse me. Could you open a bottle for me there, please? Thank you. So the books that need to be opened as court is opened in the kingdom of heaven, there are books. And read into the testimony there in court will be God's plan for your life, the book that he wrote. You ever thought, got up in the morning and guys, you're shaven and you're standing there thinking, God wrote a book about me. The Godhead wrote a book about me, and it's all about what I'm supposed to accomplish for the kingdom of God in my life. It's not, I wonder what I'm going to do today. I wonder what I'm, wonder what there is that I need to do today. Oh yeah, here's my plan. I'll go this way. No, it ought to be, there's a book, a plan for every day of my life. a kingdom plan, something God wants me to accomplish during my lifetime. Well, let's look in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 to 7. So every person ever born has a book written for them. The battle is to get what is written in that book to manifest on the earth in our lives. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 to 7 says this. Before, when he came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you had no pleasure. Then I said, 'Behold, I have come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do your will, O God.'" There is a book in heaven that chronicled what kingdom purpose that Jesus would fulfill on the earth. Jesus came with a passion and a commitment to complete what had been written in the books of heaven about him. It's interesting because John 1:14 says that Jesus is the Word made flesh. Remember what it says? "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." In other words, Jesus was the Word sent out of heaven to be born in the flesh. And that physical birth allowed what was written in the book of heaven, to be made manifest in the flesh. And then he spent the next 33 and a half years fulfilling what was written in the book. So let's make a kind of a blanket statement that's important here. Anything that God ordained is first written in a book or a scroll in heaven. It must be sent out of heaven and birthed into the earth realm before it can become flesh. And this is what happened to Jesus, but also to us, and to anything else that is born into the earth realm. So it could be said about us that before we came into the earth, we were a word written in a scroll. Can you picture the battle just a bit? Can you consider the battle that was going on when Jesus was the Word was being birthed into the earth? Can you consider that the Jews were almost annihilated twice so that he wouldn't be birthed into the earth? What about the conflict in your own life? What about the battle that's taken place in your life, even up till now? Why would we need to visit this right now as we begin to look at prayer, as we begin to look at the courts of heaven? Why is all this so important? Because the very basis, the very foundation of how arguments are presented in the courtroom of heaven has to do with the book about your life. All the books about every person, the books about kingdoms, countries, cities, everything that God has a plan for on this earth has a book about it. A book written with God's plan for the kingdom of God. You know what? The enemy doesn't want what God has planned to be established. And there is a conflict. You cannot, and I want to prove that to you over a number of weeks, you cannot satisfy the conflict. You can't go straight from your conflict to the battlefield and expect to win. It doesn't work like that in heaven, and it doesn't work like that in earth. You need a verdict. You need something established legally. I like that word in this situation. The kingdom of heaven does legal things. That's what it's for. And the Bible has so much to say about the kingdom of heaven. So we need to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven, represent ourselves. There are some things I want to present to you as well about our own lives. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that while we live here on earth, we still are spiritual beings that can represent ourselves in courts of heaven? There are a number of different kinds of courts that we'll have to look at over a period of time that are written in the Word of God, represented in the Word of God. Some of them we've not perhaps recognized as courts. There are some courts that are courts of heaven, if you like, courts of the kingdom, that you need to be authorized to go into. And so there are various of us that God has represented or approved for us to go into. Just like, you know, I don't know much about the court systems here, but our learned brother over here does. I don't know, if I were a lawyer, if I could go into the Supreme Court, our nation's top court, without authorization. Somebody would have to say, you can come to that court. There are some of the courts of heaven that, according to the Word of God, we need authorization to go into. But there are some that all of us can go into, and I love it. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 for a minute. For we are his workmanship, according to the Word of God here, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Isn't it good? God prepared beforehand, before what? Before we were even on this earth, he prepared good works for us to walk in. There were kingdom things that he wanted us to do, and he wrote them down in his books. So anything that is purposed by the Lord begins as a book. By the way, here's one for you. Canada. Canada has a kingdom book. Every country has a kingdom book. Everything that God purposed on this earth has a kingdom book, a kingdom purpose. It's a book, and it needs to be opened and then read into being. Sometimes it takes some legal wrangling, and we'll see that as well in the Word of God as we study over the weeks. Once the court is in session and the books are opened, cases can be presented, legal precedent set, and the dominion rights of principalities removed from nations. The Word becomes flesh. Remember Jesus? What the enemy wanted to do was to make it so that Jesus could not be born into the earth. Is that true? And so what did he do? He made sure that all the babies up to Jesus' age would be killed. Is that true? Didn't want Jesus born into the earth. That's conflict. But the conflict, we have always believed as Christians that we needed to fight the battles. The bottom line is, according to the Word of God, what we need to do is to present our case in the courtroom of heaven, God's kingdom courtroom. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 7. While we're turning there in the scripture, let me one more time announce things like this. The devil doesn't want what is written in God's books to be born into the earth and to be made flesh. But it's our job to see that that is accomplished. So Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 7. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my command, then you will also judge my house, and likewise have charge of my courts. I will give you places to walk among those who stand here. Are you reading that with me? We're being told this. Mortal man can be used of God in the courts of heaven. But our walk is very important. From our conduct or our holiness before the Lord, we gain authority in the courts of heaven. Here's another scripture that brings more light there. Titus chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. How many know that the grace of God comes to us so that we can overcome sin, live godly lives, live the way God wants us to, so that we can be used by Him in His kingdom and even His kingdom courts? What I'm teaching today isn't as popular as I'd like it to be. We can make our own decisions in life. We have a free mind. But one of the most important decisions we can make is to decide to do what God wants us to do. We have a free mind. But it ought to be free enough to begin to consider what it is that God's plan is for us and walk in that. Do it. Let the word that He wrote about you and me, let us plan to walk in that word. Not plan to do whatever we like to do, but let us know in the innermost part of our being, that God has the most wonderful, awesome kingdom plan that you can imagine. For you, for me. Amen. And decide to walk in it. I believe this. I believe we've gotten away from what it's really all about. Self-made men, self-made women, that's okay. But wouldn't it be a whole lot better if we were self-made God's way? Well, he's got a plan. According to the Word of God, if you'll follow it through the Word of God, you'll be amazed at how many books he's written. It's because he's got a book just for you. The contest. We need to come to believe is in getting that book, God's way of doing things, God's plan, manifest in the earth, in us. That's huge, isn't it? That's the contest. And we can begin to take the Word of God and the plan of God. It begins being manifest in the courts of heaven through prayer. Wow. It's bigger than we think. Aren't you tired of a constant battle? Forever fighting, if you like? Aren't you tired of yelling and screaming at the enemy? Aren't you tired of duking it out, and then duking it out all over again next week, and the week after that, and the week after that, when it can be all established through the verdicts of heaven? Through the one that's faithful and true, God. God the Father is the chief judge, chief justice. He wants to hear the arguments and judge us. We have the goods. We have the word. We have the revelation. We have the grace. We can win the battle just as a lawyer in today's court would present the facts. Win the verdict and gain the rights to win the battles. We go into battle without the rights a lot of the time. And then the Christian walk can be tough. Doesn't have to be like that. We can make our presentation. How many know that when they open the books in heaven, that's the very first presentation that gets made in heaven? God's plan, God's way of doing things, his presentation, so that the manifestation of who you're supposed to be can take place legally in this earth. Wow. You know, it's a great day to be alive. We're coming into revelation in this hour in the church, where we can work together with the courts of heaven. We can make presentation just with the words of our mouths. One day not very long ago, I was praying for somebody, and I heard this. The Spirit of the Lord said this to me. That's not what you said about him yesterday. And I thought, what's that, Lord? He said, you were complaining about him yesterday. I thought some more, and I thought some more, and I thought, you know, I was. It came out of my mouth kind of like this. You know, if only so-and-so would do this and this and this, his life would be better. I didn't even recognize that anybody was listening to me. It was kind of me muttering to myself. Then I realized, wow, everything I say, the accuser can take that and present it in the court of heaven against me. The good things I say, they can be used in the court of heaven too. But there are times that I'm complaining about things, wishing things were different, you know? Didn't even think I was hugely complaining, and yet here I am. I felt like that moment I was in the court of heaven. I was arguing a case. I was presenting somebody to the court of heaven, believing God for really good things, and I got used against me, what I said yesterday. And I thought, I wonder how many of us that happens to, where we said things yesterday, or the day before that, or the day before that, but something that the enemy can use against us in the court of heaven. I thought, wow. We have this awesome power called grace to help us to live, to help us to speak right, to help us to do the Word of God every day. And now it becomes more important as I have revealed to me what the court of heaven uses. I've been to court, you know, here on earth, and I've seen a bit of how they work. I'm not a lawyer, I'm not there every day, but I know that there's somebody accusing there. And, you know, you can have somebody speak for you as well. And then there's somebody that judges a case, and in the end you get a verdict. We have amazing things available to us. The Word of God, that book that's been written about us, the way we're taught from the Word of God to operate our lives, that's all available to us. That can work for us, but sometimes against us. In any event, the next time I pray, I'll be thinking about what I'm saying and where that prayer is going. It's going into the courtroom of heaven. I want it to be heard properly there. And I want my life to line up there so that the great accuser can't take my words and turn them against me in the courtroom of heaven. There's so much for us to learn, but there's so much for us to gain. I like the idea of following the Word of Almighty God and allowing the Word of God to be open to us so that we could learn and know and understand what that book is. It's about your life and my life, about our church, about our ecclesia, you know, about everything that pertains to life, and that we can learn to operate it not by accident, but the way the Lord shows us to, and for us to get verdict after verdict after verdict decided in our favor, because that's God's plan, to empower, to make it legally right, so that we can finish off the battle. So that our first job is not to go straight to the battlefield. It's to go to the courtroom of heaven and get our verdict. A judgment from Almighty God. It's awesome, ladies and gentlemen. The power and all that's available to us in the courtrooms of heaven. You might want to, in the days ahead, open your word and look up the courtroom or courtrooms of heaven and begin to see what's there. One of the things that I've been doing in my studies is to look at all the words that are legal words that are in the Bible. It amazes me how words that I've just received over a period of time, I mean, they just seemed like they were about life in general, but now as I study, I begin to see so many of the words that we use as everyday Christians. They're legal words, and they're words that are designed to be used in the courtrooms of heaven. Let us begin to allow our eyes, spiritual eyes, to be open to see. Let us begin to see that this whole thing is designed not for just you and I to make decisions. And no, it's been designed so that God can give it our lives, so that God can represent to us. And Jesus, by the way, can read our book for us in heaven, so that we're empowered in all the things that he has for us. I admit as a Christian that sometimes along the way I felt helpless. Today I'm so charged, realizing that we have access to the kingdom of heaven. We have access to the courtroom of heaven. And they're the greatest courtrooms of all. And when it's judged, whatever it is that we come to present in prayer, when that's judged on our side, we can't lose. And the Lord himself comes out and fights the battle with us, and we win. There are good days ahead as we more and more begin to understand the courtroom of heaven. Be blessed today. I love you all. I know there are such good things ahead. Joan, come and close for us, would you?